Hi, everyone, and welcome to Discover Deeper Connections podcast, sponsored by my company, My Soul to Soul Journey. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Here we unravel the tapestries of love that span your past and present lifetimes. In the first season of this weekly podcast, we'll explore the profound lessons and soul connections that are woven into your past life affairs. We'll also uncover the secrets that can guide you toward soulful transformation in your current life relationship. My name is Tracy, and I'm here to guide you through those journeys. I'm a transitional life coach and relationship coach, a mother of four fabulous humans, and I love to live through love and find joy in all the little things. If you're at a crossroads in your life and feel the pull of past life relationships impacting your now life romances, or you just love listening to real stories from real people connected to multiple lifetimes, I invite you to tune in and subscribe. You can listen to me and my very special guests on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or most anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Right now, I'd like you to meet Sophia. Sophia, are you with me?
Hi, Tracy. Yes, I am.
Hi. All right. Are we ready?
I am so ready. So excited.
Yay. All right. So how this is going to happen is I'm going to ask you what you want to get out of this reading. What is it that you're inquiring about your love life that is not resonating or working now? And then we're going to visit a few past lifetimes and those love affairs that happened in those lifetimes that are significant and can help you solve your issue in this lifetime. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. If you have any questions, just go ahead and ask. If you've had a reading with me before, I'll take pauses in between. I also will close my eyes and just take a moment to decipher the pictures that I'm seeing or that you're showing me through reading your energy. So if there's a moment of silence, don't panic. It's just me trying to figure out what it is I'm seeing, why it's relevant, and what the message is. Okay. All right. Okay. So what is it that you would like to discover today?
My first question would be, what's holding me back from meeting my partner in this lifetime?
Okay. So just go ahead and close your eyes and just take a few deep breaths with me. And we're going to find out what is holding you back from meeting your partner in this lifetime. Okay, so you're immediately taking me to what I'm seeing is, if I don't know which war it is, you are dressed in a nurse's outfit. You're a female. You're dressed in a nurse's outfit, and you had a patient. You're intense. So I want to say it was like the First World War, because just looking at your attire, it doesn't look like it was modern attire or recent, like, you know, it's for World War II or Vietnam. You had a patient that you were very close to. You fell in love. Not the Nightingale. Not that. You had that connection. You had a soul connection with him. When he came in on the gurney, you felt him come in. And you knew him. So it was almost as if it was a missed opportunity in that lifetime, but you're showing me he passed, and that's exactly it. It was a missed opportunity. So both of you at that lifetime you didn't take the chance that you wanted to take because you let the outside influences interfere. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Which, you know, in logically, you know, going to war kind of interferes with everything, but
yeah.
But both of you made the decision before all of that happened that that you would put love aside, you would put each other aside. And I'm getting tingles because this is coming back. you made that decision to put it aside so that you could take care of business and you could do what needed to be done. And you just pushed love aside thinking it was something you wanted, but you could come back to it. And you missed that opportunity. Okay, let's end that lifetime. Did you have anything, any questions about that?
Not so much a question, okay. More of a like an observation that I've had, mm-hmm. You know, with this lifetime, it does feel like I've missed opportunities. I don't know what they've been, but it's like they're no longer there.
Okay, you're showing me whoever this. Ooh, I like whoever was this soul connection was on this journey. He's coming back. You have this connection, so let's see if we can follow him.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if we can follow this. Oh wow. Okay, yes. You're taking me now to so we're gonna go to another lifetime because you're taking me to another place. You're taking me to I wanted to be like, where was I? And the first word that came was Norway. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You've got like the green hills with the little, we have them here. The yellow flowers, the little four-petaled yellow flowers.
Yeah.
And yes. You guys are, you're frolicking, you're rolling in the hills, like frolicking in the grass and the flowers and just giggling, like giddy giggling, even though you're adults, you're acting like you're three. And it's so cute. It's such a young, pure, innocent love. Oh wow. And it's just so deep and so heartfelt. You in that lifetime were the man, vice versa, and you found so much pride and joy in giving all those little things. You had pride in making sure there were flowers on the table, even though they were handpicked. Bringing her tea and coffee in bed. Like, you made sure all those little tiny details that really make that intimate connection with people, you found pride in. You brought that forth to know how to just put that little finishing touch on something to make people, to make a gift not just be a gift, but it's like a special gift. Does that make sense?
Wow, yes. You're making me cry.
you brought that forth. I love that because coming forth, if you allow him in again and you open for this connection, it'll be reciprocal this time. It'll be like, you just keep giving, like it's a giving fest. It's not like a competition. It's just like this intuitive thought that, you know, you kind of see it like sometimes in really romantic movies where like they pick up the cup and you know, the partner moves over the spoon and you guys like, you move as one and you're very intuitive and in sync. And it's just, I love that. Like, oh, that is so yummy.
You know, and it's crazy because that's what I crave. That's what I wish I had.
Oh, it's coming soon. So you're pulling you're pulling that givenness. Remember to to add that to your manifestation, right? Add that to your want list and desire and go deep with that. Feel that desire, and that's going to pull them in faster, right? And you're going to notice, it's interesting because we're going to jump ahead, and it's just because this is what this reading is showing me, that you will, when you meet this person, you're going to know it's him. You're going to know it's the right man, because it's almost as if you guys both go for the napkins at once. You do things synchronistically. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You both go for the door at the same time. It's as if you move as one. And you'll notice that you'll just kind of look at him like, huh. and then it's going to hit you on the head like, oh, shoot, she said the last guy.
I will keep an eye out.
This time you're prepared, because we're not going to push them away. It's your time. It's time for you, beautiful. It really is. It's time for you to enjoy that love and have that love and share that love with, you know, with the universe and with the world and with everybody outside. Because when you have a love that's that deep and soulful and connected, it's so inspiring to everybody around you to smile and be in love.
That's wonderful. I mean, yes, I love seeing love. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. It just, you know, it's like you said, it's those little details that I'm like, oh my God, it melts my heart.
Yeah.
You know, to see.
Yeah. And I see that you've done that, like, this lifetime, like that is just something you brought forward. That's just who you are. Ooh, yes, you have reached and helped so many people with that you're just so unconscious of, because you do that little thing. You do that extra smile or that extra thing, and it's made a huge impact. Keep doing you.
So.
It has. It's a beautiful thing. Whew, okay. I like that. So yes, you had, and you were connected. You asked to come back together again. If this man coming in, it's just because there's no really lesson for you to learn this lifetime with each other. It's, you're here to enjoy. You're here to, the word I want to say is devour.
You're reading my mind.
So, you're here to devour that. Wow. The love, you know, let's just cut it at that. Yes. You're here to do that. Okay.
Okay.
And really, really soak it up and enjoy. It's like both of you have been not necessarily void of that your entire lifetime, but kind of void of that. And more so like, in the past, you know, few years than ever. And it's just that the desire is going to pull it through. So yeah, you're here to do some fun stuff and enjoy.
I'm ready.
It's all about that. It's all about just, you know, those words. Oh, okay, let's see, now that I'm all hot and sweating. Okay, we're gonna go to another. Whew. Okay, let's change the subject here. You got another question, and we'll go for it.
Yes, let me see. Oh, wow. That's crazy. You've answered the three questions that I was thinking about.
Good.
Yes. Now, one question, the person or the soul, I should say, that you were talking about from Norway in World War II, you said, I think?
They're the same one.
It's the same person? Mm-hmm. Or same soul?
Yeah, you've been connected in lifetimes. And you go back several, even more than that. I want to say when I ask, I have 7 lifetimes that you've been together. Not all of them. In the first part of it, it was very difficult. If I go back to like your first, second lifetime. Okay, first lifetime, we're going to go all the way back. And it wasn't as if it was slavery, because we're talking ancient. There wasn't slaves, but he owned you. You were in debt to him. And you had to work that out before you could come that swap. So he owned you. You were in debt to him. And it was that getting over. The lesson in that lifetime was learning inequality and equality. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That no one can really own you when you passed, when he passed. And when he passed, because he passed before you, it was as if your debt to him was forgiven. But before you passed, you realized in that lifetime that he never really owned you. It was all in your head, like you just thought he owned you, and you did what he said you had to do because that's what you were told. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And when reality is, you could have done what you wanted to do and got the same results. So it was almost like before you passed, you're like, you kicked yourself in the rear and said, I could have been doing this all the whole time and still paid my debts and enjoyed my life more. Last time, it was reversed. And you didn't own him, but you managed him. So in other words, it was like he worked for you, or you're showing me like and the word that came was a plantation. But it was like a farm, like he was on the farm. So he was like up, he was like the ranch hand or like the guy who managed it, and he worked for him. So he was in debt to you, like he took instructions for you, and it got less, like that equality, the inequality became less. So it was more equal, give and take. There was a level of respect, but you still had that, like not a resentment, but you still felt the need to manage him, even though there was like that attraction. Does that make sense?
Okay,
there's always, you guys have always had this attraction to each other, but it was like, nope, you're in your place because you're a ranch hand, and I'm in my place because I'm the plantation, you know, the owner.
Okay.
And then you go through other lifetimes becoming equal, and it was like your third, fourth lifetime is when you start to really get that equality, and you become, you literally, like you guys become one. I almost want to say you were twins at one time, which is a possibility in one of those lifetimes. So you really understand each other on that, you know, on that soulful, deep connected level. And then you split apart, and then your lifetimes together have been very, very fulfilling and passionate. And yeah, but you both, like the one with the war, you set it aside,
okay,
which was just sad. Like for me to, I'm like, I'm heartbroken. I'm like, oh, that's a sad movie. I'm like, oh. But they loved each other.
And I probably regretted it the rest of my lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah. So neither of you lived, neither of you lived a long lifetime because of the circumstances and what was going on in your environment. But yeah, it was really sad that happened. It was like a misled. So here you are now. when he does come in, you know, and you do reach for the same napkins or something, you're showing me like you're at Starbucks and you both have the same damn coffee in your hands and you both go for the napkins. You just kind of look at him like, oh no, it's you. How am I supposed to tell you? It's you.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's going to be, when that time that happens, like, let's take out any fear or anxiety of that, it's going to be a mutual, oh, it's you. Like, hi, how are you?
Like we've known each other.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's going to be a lot of synchronicity.
Okay.
I like it.
Wow.
It's crazy.
You're talking about, not only the misconnections, but like that sense of like loss or that sense of inequality and equality. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy that in this lifetime, when I meditate, I think about things like that, and it's like just trying to dephrase this lifetime, like where did I miss it, or why is this void there, or you know, why do I feel this way?
You've had some healing to do, and we know that. Sometimes when we're healing, and I don't like to just focus on lifetime, past lifetimes, but a lot of times what we're going through is related to things that we brought with us, or things that we're not just healing for ourselves, we're healing for our ancestors, for our mothers, our grandmothers. We're healing some of those patterns because we've made the decision to stop that cycle. And when we stop those cycles that have happened in our lifetime, and or in our mothers or our parents or our grandmothers' lifetimes, It takes some time. Like it's some deep work, and it's not easy. A lot of people avoid it. But kudos to you for doing it. Like that's good job. I know it hasn't been easy.
Try. No. Yeah.
You know, all you can do is try. All like I tell everybody, we're all human. All we can do is get up. Yeah. It's another day, and do try again. And if we make a mistake, then we get up the next day and we try again differently.
True.
Yeah, you've had a lot of healing. So, you know, pat yourself on the back for that, because ancestrally, you've stopped it so that your grandkids don't have to learn those lessons.
My gosh, I hope so.
You know, they won't have, they won't have those same patterns as you had.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Take a deep breath. Is there anything else we want to bring forward?
You did answer my question as far as the twin flame.
Okay. He's out there. You're ready for him. I know you're ready for him. Don't be scared. Let go of that fear, sweetheart. Let go of that fear. Everybody deserves a love like that. Like, oh my God, it's delicious. Like, I just want to keep using D words. It is so like delicious and divine and decadent and every descriptive word that has a D in it, I'm like, yes, let's go. But I will keep it, you know, we're talking to
an audience.
Yes, this is for you to enjoy. So embrace it, you know, open your arms up and invite it in and embrace it. This is for you. Mm-hmm. And just for you. Yeah, the word that keeps coming up is absolutely delicious.
I am so ready.
Good. Good. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay. I think that is it. All right. Let's finish this up really quick.
Thank you.
I want you to take your one more deep breath. Open your arms up really wide as if you're going to hug the sun. And say yes.
Yes.
All right. It's yours. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia. Now to my listeners, thank you for joining me and Sophia in today's episode. I hope you found something interesting or even thought-provoking. And if you did, tell me about it in the comments here in this platform, or visit me on one of my other social media accounts to have your voice heard. Those details will be listed in the description below. And if you want to be a guest on this podcast, you can sign up on my website. Again, I'll list that link below. Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. It's a great way to support my channel for free and let me know I should be doing more content like this. Until next time, journey well.